I can't wait for you guys to see this.
Here's some beautiful dried octopus.
Oh, no. That is alarmingly smelly.
Oh, it is not food. It's a fucking octopus.
Eat the baked, dried octopus.
Ah, yuck, dude, this is so fucked up.
Nah, that's hectic shit.
Watched you stand up and humiliate her in front of hundreds of people, that poor blind girl. That was fucked up, man. I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah,
that was wrong, but I've just come up with the new trend.
Go on.
Okay, the task is you have to, and this is called recycling water. Basically, you drink, take a gulp of water in your mouth.
Yep.
You tilt your head back. And then you try and transfer the water from your mouth to your nose. Circulation.
Ready? Why wouldn't you put it in your nose first and then out your mouth?
Because that's not circulation.
Oh, it has to dribble down into your mouth. Okay, here we go. Michael's tilting his head back.
Okay, everyone can watch now, even those on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, that's so nice.
God, I hope he chokes.
Here we go.
That's not far enough back.
Oh, I see.
Oh, shit. He's
so
spraying.
He's spitting it out his nose. Into his nose. Okay.
Oh, man,
see, I thought you were going to drink it and then get it to come out your nose back into your mouth.
It's not good.
Anyway, guys, welcome.
Prototype stage.
To episode number 6 of the Muddy Michael Fully Actual Podcast. We are here. We have got James Lee here today. It's going to be a fucking wild episode. We got fucking our fussy little boys. He's back. We've got voicemail segment. We've got trauma trivia, which I'm not looking forward to. We've got prank calls. We've got how famous are we? We've got lots of famous people who've replied to us and lots of other shit too. We got Matt's dream diary. Oh. And man, oh man, it's going to be a wild one, Matt.
We've also got the Chiefs That's Gold segment.
Michael.
Sorry.
He's been trying to bring that back for like 3 seasons because he loves the Chief from the footy show.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good guy. He played for Newcastle, Michael. Hey?
Up the Parramatta.
The fussy little boys today, by the way, lads, it's not going to be a good time.
But James,
James
and I will eat some.
Yeah, we're going to eat some as well.
No, it doesn't matter if you guys eat some. If it's bad, it's going to be bad.
No, I'm genuinely quite looking forward to it.
Matt had a problem at work. There was some kind of chemical spill. That's why you're dressed like this right now. So do you want to explain what happened there? Some of the concrete dust got up into the air duct filters and started spraying around the office.
Is that?
No.
What happened then? Because it was something that you've done and you've been yelling. I can hear it in your voice. You've been abusing your staff. Now you stand there swirling your fucking AG1 like a king.
He was pissing himself laughing before telling us about how pissing himself laughing.
No. We've got to
cut that. Don't cut that, Connor.
We've got to replay that. Really take it seriously. They really take that shit seriously.
No, it was an accident, but it wasn't
I wasn't talking about it.
I was talking about Blockbuster.
Shut up.
Give us your best dab, Matt. Go. 3, 2, 1. I'll show you mine.
He's got... Oh, man. Come on. That's
I have a
lazy.
Better thing than a dab.
What?
And James was there for it.
Oh.
So, I...
What did you guys get up to on the...
I entered another basketball break.
Oh, shit.
This is
dab backwards.
And,
so, can I tell my bit first?
Yeah, I'll tell what happened and then you
explain what a basketball, because it sounds like what the fuck even is that?
All right, it's a basketball break. Basically, you pay to enter a box opening and you get given a team with
cards. That's fucked.
Right. I entered it and I asked for the Orlando Magic and the best player on that team is Banchero. And anyway, I got one of his cards and it was a autograph card. But the best thing was, right, you get a lot of cards that have an autograph sticker, but this one was actually on the card, which means he's actually touched the card. It was pretty awesome.
So long story short, you're a loser.
How much was it?
I had a fucking good reaction, James.
Yeah, well, I was just Matt's quite notoriously lethargic in the afternoons. Boys agree?
Yeah, he comes home and likes to lie down and close his little eyes.
Normally, his shoes are still on. Like, he's that lethargic. He'll have a tuck into his bed with his shoes still on.
Sounds very negative. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
But anyway, so I was leaving, heading to my car, and I just heard like an explosive, like, yes! Like that.
Oh, fuck you!
Yeah, no, fuck you! I just impersonated it. It wasn't me.
Just you impersonating that pissed me off.
Yeah, dude.
So
I was like, okay, I got to go back inside and see what's going on. Matt was frolicking is the only word I can think to use. He was frolicking around the living room.
Did he stop when he saw you?
He had that one hand at sort of like a 90 degree angle with a fist clenched. Oh, you know, so that's the joy. And then he's like sort of bouncing back and forth. And he looks straight at me. He's like, I just got a really good card.
Oh, breathless. Did he change when he saw you come in? Like,
he was too excited.
I was energetic.
Can you tell us
how much it cost to enter one of these things?
It's all different prices.
Okay. How much was this one?
Not much. It was very cheap.
$25.
It was around there, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
I thought that's what you said.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. $25 to enter this.
But some of them can be it can be ridiculous. You can.
So how much is that card worth?
I don't know.
What's a dono?
It's some kind of meat that you put on kebabs.
Yeah.
It's probably in a couple hundreds, in the hundreds.
Well,
so
Brown.
Basically, this is what we've been trying to get you to do.
Don't get into that. I'm just saying.
I always want to try and elevate our platform to make Brown.
Matt's going
to
start his own YouTube channel, and he's called
Breaking Baskets.
Hang on.
Breaking Baskets with the Browns.
Just destroys baskets each week.
Brown Baskets.
Everything you said there was incorrect.
Brown Bastard.
I would love to see you.
Brown Bastard.
As much as I hate that shit, if it made you like as happy as it did the other day when James saw you frolicking,
yeah.
If that makes you that happy, I want you to do that, and I want you to at least have a brown crack at it.
But would you be as happy opening other people's cards?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really? Could you just want to be near it for a
bit? Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if
it's the excitement
if I pay for it or not. I'm the one who's pulled it out. I'm the one who's found it.
And if it's really good, you can just delete the video and pretend like it never happened.
No, you have to do it live.
Just go Photoshop it. Go photocopy it in Officeworks.
No, you do it live. You do it live.
Yeah, but you can just still pocket it.
Dude, I reckon just post the video and
that's why you call it Brown
a watermark.
You get a good card, you delete the live stream and pocket the card.
Yeah, have a water and then post it later and have a watermark saying live in the top left corner.
Yeah,
dude, that's genius.
Anyway, let's talk about something fucking else than cards.
Yeah.
Michael went to a wedding on the weekend. How was it? And Charmy and the boys were there.
Yeah, I went to Perro. Congratulations with Madison.
Perro.
Madison as well. It was honestly unbelievable. It was mint. They would have spent a fortune. The full on dancers.
Like a very nice wedding.
How much?
Stories,
I reckon.
Oh, they had professional dancers. Did they?
There was like professional drummers, and it was like a Macedonian wedding.
John Farnham.
So we ran around in circles for a while, which was just you'd think we'd get old real quick. You're just going around in circles. It just is fun. It gets funner and funner.
Did it speed up?
Yep. And then
you're sprinting as fast as you can and you're at an angle. You're sprinting so fast, running around in circles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were actually near the wedding cake and someone almost knocked it over at one point.
Oh, that hectic.
It was.
That would have been
and
good.
Yeah, Shami was there. Jaden was there. Dim was there. So was Dim's brother. And then Austin and it was the
How'd you greet
group.
The boys? Like a slap hand five?
No, it was hugs. Oh, hugs all
no,
around.
No handshake, then hug. Just
I think
hug.
There was a bit of handshakes at the end.
Can you tell us about Austin? Because I saw a story on Dim's story where he was like under a table, covered in liquid.
It was hard because you know that point where you've had a big night the night before and then you're pressured to drink the next night. That was him. He was so fucked. He's like, I can't do it. And I was like, dude, you've just got to push through here. And then they brought him over like a cup full half of shots.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I saw him drinking in another store and he looked like he was swallowing razor blades.
It was so tough for him. But then he broke through. He sculled this half a glass of spirits and he just changed. And he's like, I did the right thing, Michael. And I was like, yes, you did.
I did the right thing.
Because I was like, dude, you have to do it. That's the only way through this. And then he did it. He saw it was the way through. But it's a way through to a different way because, you know, there were stories of him like underneath tables later. There is a consequence. But funny story from Austin. He told me the night before he was at a wedding, best man for his mate. He was the best man. He did a speech for him and apparently his speech was highly, highly inappropriate. Like we're talking like, I don't know if I can quote this. Oh, yes, I can. He fucking did it as a speech, but he was talking about how his mate used to jack off into walls, walls and shit. And he said
was
that
his grandma there?
It landed. I think it landed for most people. Obviously the close family, it's probably hard to hear, but for most people they were in hysterics. So well done, Austin. That takes balls to do that. And sorry, guts. For everybody. And
did you kiss any prasads?
Yes.
Were you sober the whole time?
He doesn't
sober.
Really.
I was a sober boy at a wedding.
He's not very bisexual when he's sober.
I had a cigar.
Oh, yes. Was it nice? Was Cuban?
Yeah, it was Cuban.
Oh, I love a cigar.
So, yeah, training. We're still training. Michael's decided he's going to try and do the fight. We're 7 weeks out now. We'll be 5 weeks out by the time you hear this. And that's been going all right. We've just been fucking training our asses off. Should I... I'm seeing some comments of people saying, oh, just tell us what this treatment you're undergoing might need to fix your fucking heart shit. So I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to just quickly explain this, okay? If this doesn't interest you, just skip ahead, okay? So sorry, boys, I'll just explain this as quick as I can.
That's all right. We can put a little section, Marty's heart explanation. Yeah. So if you look down in the little scanner thing, you can go past if you're not interested.
Exactly. So... like I've been saying, okay, watch this podcast on Joe Rogan with Gary Brecker. And basically this guy, you do a genetic test with a cheek swab, okay? You can order them anywhere in the world. You just order a genetic test. You do a cheek swab. You send it off. They send back the results and they tell you what kind of genomes you have and what you're deficient in. So I had some genomes in my body, in my brain in particular, that weren't producing certain things. So my nervous system would just go fucking haywire. My nervous system, and there was nothing in my body to like mop up all the nervous system shit. So all they did was give me some amino acids that my brain doesn't produce, that everyone else's brains produce, and my fucking heart shit has been coming down and down and down. I've a few skipped beats every now and then after I work out. No more high blood pressure. It's taken like 4 weeks and I feel so much better. You learn so much about your fucking health. I've literally never felt better for, I reckon it's the best I've felt in like 10 years. So the secret is go and get a genetic test done. Okay. What do you call it? The I forget what it's called.
Methylation test?
Methylation test. Thank you, Brown. Yeah, it's a methylation test. And then go to someone, a naturopath or someone who can help you decipher the information, and then just get on some supplements. The results are fucking insane. All the boys are going to do it now as well. I'm going to get my whole fucking family to do it. You do it one test. And I'm not getting paid for any of this, by the way. This is just, I'm just speaking exactly what's happened. Spent 10 grand on fucking cardiologists. All they wanted to do was put me on beta blockers and blood pressure medication the whole time. Couldn't tell me why I had high blood pressure. Did this once, figured everything out, and like I've never felt better. So I would highly recommend. And if you're in Brisbane, go to Perpetual Wellbeing, okay? There's a little clinic there that will fucking sort you out. Tell them Marty sent you. Perpetual Wellbeing in Brisbane.
There's three Perpetual Wellbeings around.
Is there? There's one in Graceville and one in the city.
I go to the one in Graceville.
I can't remember, but I saw on their website there's three.
I go to the one in Graceville. It's honestly been life-changing. I feel so much fucking better and just, yeah. So if you're having heart shit that you can't explain or you just want to go and get your health looked at, like Matt's gone. He doesn't have any heart issues. He's just going for his fucking swollen joints and shit. James is the healthiest man alive. He's going as well. He's going to get some supplementation. Week. It's just good because you figure out what your body needs. Like it's different for everyone. So the shit that I'm on might not work for you, but you can just go in there and figure out what the fuck is going on. It's honestly, Dana White did the same shit. You go and follow his journey. The president of the UFC, he was fucked. He was so overweight, on high blood pressure medication, everything.
Throwing up in the middle of the night.
No one could figure out what was wrong with him. Like he has endless amounts of money, paying the best doctors in the world. He met Gary Brecker and Brecker fixed him in 10 weeks. And that's the kind of feeling that I'm getting at the moment. I'm training like fucking twice a day, like a maniac, like getting my heart rate up, all kinds of fucking ridiculous heights with zero issues. So I would highly recommend that you go and do this if this is something you want to do, or if you have some annoying ailments that you want to have a look at. Fuck going to your GP. They'll just sit you down for 5 minutes and go, here, have these medications. Go do one of these tests. They'll sit you down for like an hour and a half, figure out your whole history and actually fucking sort the cause and not just fix the symptoms. But anyway, I'll put, Perpetual Wellbeing will put their fucking link in the description. If you're in Brisbane, if you're not, just Google methylation test wherever you are and find somewhere that can interpret the results for you, because it's a big fuck off report that comes back. And that is the secret that I've been hiding in my heart. And I'm on two different amino acids right now and it's been life changing. And that's it. It's like taking a fucking vitamin every day. Shut up, Matt.
It's natural.
Anyway, back to the fuck.
And speaking of natural, you know what else is pretty natural?
Mm-hmm. Abortions?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess if you use the right tool. But there's a product on the market that's green.
What's it called?
AG what?
AG1, everybody. AG1 has 75 vital nutrients and minerals. Matt's sculling it down his neck right now, down his gullet.
Finish it.
He lets it sit in his sack here like a pelican, and he'll have it later. And it's got 75 vital nutrients and minerals. You can't get that from a balanced diet. So just, it's about $150 a month Australian. And yeah, you might be thinking, oh, that's far too expensive for me. Or you sit there and have a $30 six pack of half strength beers. You fucking cunt.
There's no point in half strength.
Dude, fucking get on this shit. Fix your life. It adds health and vitality to you. And it's just the best thing in the world. Use our discount code FULLYACTUAL and you get a free travel pack and other shit like that, man. It's so good, man.
Crunt.
It's green. Nature's also green and nature's sexy.
That's sexy.
And dude, and the guy who invented it's dead.
What?
No, he's actually alive.
He is well.
He was going to be dead, but he invented this shit, and now he's like 8 foot tall, and he's got six arms and shit, man. And that's not even me talking shit. He's fucking huge. He lives in Hawaii. He climbs all the trees and eats coconuts bare, like whole. He just fucking eats coconuts whole. All because he's on AG1.
And we can guarantee here
that
Marty
will happen
Marty,
to you too.
Marty and Michael, we will guarantee, we can't make AG1 guarantee this, but we will stand up for it and guarantee that you will probably live to like 100, maybe.
If you stay on it for the rest of your life, okay? That's just our hypothesis so far. You know we're educated scientists. Link in our description. Head there. Have a look at the product. It's hectic as shit. It is so fucking hectic. I want to start a fire.
It's slick.
Man, I want to just burn a fucking house down, man. That's how fucking good that shit is.
Screams.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah. It's AG1.
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
And let's not forget about our little friends. Our little friends there that kind of just watching the days go by. Just kind of sit there and, oh, yeah. Just listen to another podcast where you sort of lie in bed and think, oh, yeah, one day I'll start to respect myself.
Michael.
One day I'll start to look after myself. Oh, maybe I look like shit and that's contributing to my low self-esteem and why no one respects me. Have you ever thought about that?
Have you ever thinked?
Matt, have you? No, you haven't. Have you? Well, maybe it's time to smarten up a bit, hey?
To rise.
Did you know that you could die at any moment? Did you know that?
People have and then come back.
But most of them don't, though.
True.
Remember?
Yep, that's true.
Most people stay dead, you fucking idiot. So why are you wasting your life not shaving your body and looking a bit better? You fucking dumb fucking idiot. All it takes is one small step. Go to manscaped.com. Use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off. Boom. There
How
you
much?
Go. We just gave that to you. 20% off, 50. 50.
It's 50%.
20% off, 50% off.
It's 50% off.
They've said not to say it, but I'm saying it, man. If that gets you to go to this website, I want the best for you.
60%.
Okay? Go to the website and have a look at their products. They've got fucking shavers you can use in the shower so you can do your nuts, your back, and your legs at the same fucking time while washing your fucking grease out of your fucking fathead. Crunt.
Crunt. Crunt is our new word because of...
Yes.
Sorry.
So we're going to start saying crunt instead of C-U-N-T. It's a different word and it still sounds funny.
Crunt.
If you start now, you'll look back in a year's time and think, thank God I did this. Learn to hold your head up high and stop being such a bag of shit. Don't just settle for being a hairy fucking pussy loser. Hair all over your flaps, hair running down your back, flies getting caught in your shit, ticks on your dick.
Frigid fridges.
Yeah.
Frigid fridges.
Anyway.
They're not sexual.
Anyway, manscaped.com. It's also for fucking women, Italian ones. It's also for Italian women.
Yeah, well, I guess they could use it. And a lot of other women. Most women. All women.
Italian women in particular. If you're from Italy, then go to manscaped.com because you need to shave your tits or I ain't touching you.
Whoa.
Whoa, that'll work. All right, we're going to go and have a fucking massive, fat, huge hit of the meth pipe, and we'll be right back with Matt's dream diary and our fussy little boys.
Yes.
The break, have a bong, have a bong, have a break.
Here I go, baby.
real shit.
Shiny Clay.
Oh my God, we're back. And guess what, everyone? Matt's been dreaming.
Oh, yes.
Matt's been having a little dream, hey?
Yeah, good dreams,
I listened to the dream diary from episode number 4 and, like, I was like, man, Matt's dreams go for a really long time. So I'm just going to read the ones that are a little bit shorter. And I apologize for that. And Matt just kind of goes on a little bit sometimes. Mm. All right. So if you don't know, this is Matt's dream diary where he details every single dream that he has. Okay. He writes it down so he doesn't forget it. And he also wants to one day interpret what they mean because no one knows because it's all fucking, it's wild in your head, cunt. It's like a fucking coyote's got out in a fucking hen house, cunt. Weird dream. I told this one to my girlfriend and she started crying. I'm not sure why. I was scuttling along the floor searching for scraps. I would scuttle up cupboards and scurry across any spoons or forks left out after a meal. I would drag my germ-covered ass across toothbrushes and suck any moisture out of the bristles. I was good at being a cockroach. Every night when the humans went to sleep, I would leave my hiding place and leave my mark on every bit of house that my stiff, hard legs could scramble over. But as good as my life was, I felt this intense loneliness. I ran into other insects from time to time, but they always seemed to ignore me. I would even try and talk to some. There were some ants scouting the kitchen and our paths crossed, and I wanted to try and make some friends with them. I told them about a piece of ham I had found over near the oven, but they all just awkwardly looked at each other and walked away. I even see other cockroaches hanging out and sharing food, but the moment I try and introduce myself, they would quickly scuttle away. This constant rejection started to wear on me. I felt myself sinking further and further into depression. I resorted to even trying to make friends with flies during the day, but even the flies would buzz away if I approached. I could hear them talking about me as they flew away and saying that they felt really sorry for me. That was the last straw. I couldn't take it anymore. I decided that I was going to let a spider eat me and end my loneliness. Later that night, as soon as the humans were asleep, I took flight and battered my greasy, slick wings one last time. I did a lap of the house and decided to find the biggest, hungriest spider that lived here. I knew where he would be. I scuttled over with my gross fucking yuckers fuck fast-moving legs and saw him on the fridge. He was a stunning huntsman spider, huge and powerful, with fangs the size of my whole body. I knew he would kill me quickly. With one final breath, I head straight for the spider. It sees me and I brace myself and close my eyes. I continue bracing, and nothing. I slowly open one of my slippery little fucking eyes, and to my total shock, I watch the spider running away. What the hell was wrong with me? Why am I not even good enough to be food? Then suddenly I hear a click. The kitchen is flooded with blinding light. A human had come in for a midnight snack. It took a moment for my eyes to adjust, and when they did, I was still standing facing the fridge. Except now that there was light, I could finally see my own reflection. I'd never seen myself before, and I was about to run and hide from the approaching human, but something caught my eye. My cockroach face didn't quite look right. I scuttled a bit closer until my feelers touched the fridge. I stared deep into my own face, and then I see it. Oh, for fuck's sake, I've got Down syndrome again. My little cockroach face is a bit smooshed together, and I just don't quite look like a regular cockroach. Just as everything in my life finally made sense, a human shoe gets slammed straight onto my back. It compresses and mangles my hard cockroach body. A spray of goo explodes out of my abdomen. Somehow I am still alive, but my body is encrusted onto the floor. I see my legs twitching in front of me and catch a glimpse of my Down syndrome cockroach face one last time before the human shoe slams down on my body for the second time, and I am dead. That's when I wake up. Why am I constantly dreaming that I have Down syndrome? It's very strange. Oh, and it was a wet dream.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
Matt actually has it.
Oh.
Oh.
Have you ever been tested?
No.
Well, if you keep dreaming that.
Well, maybe it's a fear of them, like you're scared of them.
Maybe. There was one on my street growing up.
Okay. I chase you.
Yeah, he just wanted to have friends.
You were like, bullied by someone with Down syndrome.
Like yeah, he'd be like, oh my God, there's people. And he'd just run after you.
Oh, well,
like,
maybe. Okay.
Did you ever make skin to skin contact with him?
Not sexually, just like brushed past him or something like
that. Yeah, one time his dad came over to us and thought that we were beating him up, and we weren't. We were just talking to him, and I put my hand, I put my hand on him and just said, "I said no way, I'd never do that." And I put my hand on
his back.
But
was he wearing a shirt? Or was it skin to skin?
Why did he think that?
It was shirt.
Why did the dad think that?
I think he gets beat up. Or I think he was getting beat up.
Yeah,
I've been rescued. I've been rescued multiple times by a Down syndrome guy. That's true.
Why multiple?
Because we used to stay at this caravan park, and he'd love to just throw the kids. Because like it's like a 20-something-year-old Down syndrome guy, but he acted like an 8-year-old, and used to throw kids into the pool and then scream Baywatch and jump in and save them.
So he's touched your skin to skin there?
100%. He'd have his arm wrapped around my waist.
And what, he would throw you into the water and you would drown, and he would save you?
Yeah, which was kind of, it was kind of awkward because I'd like just, I just wanted to play the pool normally.
We're talking,
I just wanted
belly
to have some
back.
Fun with my friends. Oh yeah, and then he'd like throw me in and like jump in and like sort of manhandle me out of the pool and just scream Baywatch.
Did he touch you a bit?
No, no.
Not just, down there.
Just he, like fingers were interlocked at some points, like when he was trying to pull you, or just normal hand hold like
just
that?
Wrapped around my waist. Like, did he like smell I was a big teddy bear.
Did he try and smell you?
I don't have memory of that. Just lots of grabbing and pulling me out of the pool and then throwing me back in.
One time I was at a birthday party. And
why?
Why?
Not why were you at the birthday party. Why does it matter if he was touching me?
I don't know.
It sounds very like, touchy-feely.
It's interesting.
Well, it was, but.
It's like Matt's it's important. Just done clothing
it's important.
Contact. Mm. I haven't. Mine, when I was at a party, came up to me and we all had like that ice cream with the topping that sets on the top.
Ice magic.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out.
Shit,
well done, boys.
And I was very excited at the end of the party to have my treat. And my one came across and just pulled my arm.
The whole cap off.
Just the whole cap, the whole top of the hardened chocolate on top of the ice cream.
Did you even get to crack it with the spoon?
No.
He got to it before that.
And I must say, like, man. It just the act I'm now. The act of someone touching my food just puts me off it.
That's
so
what
I just,
happened. It's the
that's
trauma.
That's where it comes
from. So you hate people with Down syndrome. You hate them.
No, just skin to skin touch.
What was his/her's name?
Why skin to skin? Why wouldn't you hate them touching your food?
I wonder if you
well,
give
that's
them
sort of skin to skin. I wonder it if it goes from there to my food.
I wonder I if guess. You, might, you yeah. give them a different name if you have a baby and you see it has Down syndrome. Would you give it a different name? Than
to
what
you were
going
originally,
to
maybe just chuck a down in front of their name,
down Michael,
down James.
Dude, yeah, that's not bad.
Look, we're
down
Brown. Only joking here, everyone. Of course,
but we haven't said anything bad.
No, exactly.
My favorite, literally, my favorite person online is Down syndrome. Clayton, shout out to Clayton. Yeah. If you do not follow Clayton's World on Instagram,
then
sort
fuck
that
you.
Shit out because it is the best.
I
and trust
follow.
Me, watch it and you'll. Fuck you, man. Watch it.
I've never heard of him.
You've never heard Chicken Burger, the Chicken Burger guy.
Very
dude,
good.
Dude,
James showed me and I was very impressed.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's just he's a little, it's like 30 seconds of joy every day. You can't not love him. He's the best.
Let's fucking collaborate with him.
Oh,
all right.
Please.
Him and Matt have to stay in a motel for 3 nights together.
Maybe Sydney. But we could reach out to his older brother.
Dude, would you hang out with him for 3 nights?
Dude, you would have the
and
best
we'll,
time.
And we'll do a documentary.
He's the coolest cunt.
If you don't say
Down
yes,
Down and Brown, we'll call it.
It's quite telling.
I just said the C word, Connor.
Sorry, Connor.
Sorry.
I reckon a doco, we call it Down and Brown.
Brown and Down.
Yeah. Brown and Down.
No.
And it's you
Downtown
getting,
with Brown and
if
Down.
If this video gets 600 likes,
yes.
We average about 450, 500. If this podcast gets 600 likes, we will pay for Matt Brown to fly down to Sydney and meet up with Clayton.
Oh,
that's the goal. But maybe we did, we can't bring him up on
let's
the plane,
do it
can we?
No, no.
Maybe we bring him
don't
up here.
Don't follow him until you meet him. Because then if you genuinely like him in person, you follow. That's the reward.
So Matt, we will pay Matt to go down to Sydney. All right, 600 likes. By the way, please take this moment to like, comment, subscribe. Give us a 5-star review on Spotify. If we're at still 2.9K, what were we going to say if we reach 3,000?
Michael's going to shave his head at 3,000.
I think at 3,000. No, not 3,000. Let's do that. At 3,000, we will collaborate with Clayton.
What about this?
And at 5,000, Matt, I reckon, should call his mum and tell him about the time that he used to have condoms
in his soft
drinks. He had
to use condom in his wallet.
Oh, that's it. Not his soft drinks.
Oh, yeah. Has that not happened yet?
No.
Can we call her?
I did. I had motivation to do it once, but now I feel so, I don't
disgusted
know.
Disgusted by
so
your
behavior.
Yeah, I feel so cringe.
Why don't we call her? I'll tell her.
No.
I get at 5,000 five star
on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
We will call up Matt's mum and Matt will explain or say, do you remember the time you found a condom in my wallet?
Please. Yeah, that was a used condom. Also, can I just quickly make a point in saying Spotify viewers, you have an uncensored version without the bleeps on Spotify from now on. Sorry we had those few episodes where there was bleeps. That will be no more of that, okay? So the uncensored, unbleeped versions will be on Spotify. And yeah, that's crazy.
It's sexual. Say fuck, Marty. Say fuck.
Fuck. See?
See?
Don't say it too many times.
You fucking crunt.
Fuck.
You fucking crunt.
Crunt still has its little clang, clang, clang.
Yeah, but nothing beats the actual.
Yeah, it is a nice word.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. Good word.
So, look, there we have it.
Matt, maybe.
Matt and Clayton and
so
also
5,000 likes, is it?
5,000 likes to hear
5,000 five-star reviews on
5,000 five-star reviews, and if the next video gets 600 likes, we all get to horse bite slap Matt's thighs.
I don't think I like the idea of any of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, we'll reassess
what
it.
What about the Clayton trip? You get to go to Sydney. That's cool as fuck. Free.
Dude, you can get – you love the ferry. There's a ferry there.
Yeah, all right.
You go to Luna Park.
I've never been there.
Yes, he's
space.
Little
Sega
little park,
World?
Huh?
Is there a Sega World? I don't
Star
know.
Wars? Dude, you got to go to LA because when I was there is a shop this big as this room, with literally, I reckon, millions of stickers. It's just a sticker shop and it's everything you could imagine. Name something.
Blinky Bill.
They've got it.
Really?
Yep, I reckon they would.
Abortion.
Probably not, actually. It's American.
Yeah, they don't have Blinky Bill.
Lots of trading card might. Stores.
Blinky Bill's Australian.
Yeah, there is. There
lots
is. I don't know if they have
card stores.
Yeah, but anyway, you should go.
Yeah, well,
dressed like that, I think. I don't think you should ever really get changed
into anything
else.
You look like a sticker, actually, today.
James, hold up that bottle of Prime next to Matt. What a fucking coincidence. Matt's dressed as a fucking Prime bottle today. And we are in no way, shape, or form endorsing Prime.
Especially if
we
you have little hair on
the happen to
top,
have one.
See?
Shane going Goonglay.
Brother.
All right, guys, let's move right along. It is time for our fussy little boys, yeah. Guys. Hit it, Matt Brown. Hit it, baby.
Oh, God. I'm just done with that.
You're so sweaty, dude.
You're bored?
I'm going to go get the...
What the fuck?
I'm going to go get the scallops.
Press the button.
Just kidding.
Press the button. While James gets that, we'll do the intro music. We'll be right back with our fussy little boys. Hit it, Brown.
Oh, what one is it? Oh, I proved it to eat that one.
Fussy little boy.
Fussy little world.
These are fussy boys. Fuss. World. Yeah!
Shit. This is going to suck.
I know what it is, and it's like, I've never tasted this before. I've never had it before. But I'm willing to try it tonight. I'm actually kind of curious.
Oh, dude, if you've... man, I'm fucked.
We're living the vida loca.
Yeah, now, you guys, we'll see who's
I realized fussy. Every week is hard because it's either going to be trauma trivia plus this segment or it's going to be like the bamboozled segment, which is the other week.
But you only got 33.3 chance of getting the bamboozled. But
yes! I feel like the air on my head is like rejuvenating my brain.
Do a star jump. His joints are still hurting. Yeah. Aren't they, hey?
Imagine if the wrists and the ankles went next.
Imagine if they fused all of your joints
I
together.
I have already had pain in my ankles and feet.
That would be
really?
That's where it started years and years and years
but
ago.
How long
that's
ago?
Okay now.
Yeah, how long ago did this all start?
26 or 7, I think.
You had gout at 26 or 27.
Fussy little boy.
That's fucked,
fussy
man.
Fussy little girl.
Man, I wonder why I haven't.
Imagine what things are going to be like if when you're 50. You're in your mid-40s now. Another 5 years, you'll be fucking 50. God knows how fucking fucked you'd be then, cunt. All right, here comes fucking Jimbo Jono with a bit of fucking fussy food for us. I can't wait for you guys to see this. Okay. I honestly,
I literally see the lid in the kitchen. It gives me a bit of anxiety.
Yeah. I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah. This is edible food.
You're not it's gotta be edible though. I don't want any fucking dog food.
Yeah, no. This is actual human food.
This is for humans. This is definitely for humans. So this week, and you guys got to remember, I'm not. I just want you to experience life.
Yeah.
So you'll like this.
Last week, we had oysters, you know? I don't know. I've never tried this. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, yeah.
See, it's look, weird that you guys haven't tried
it. It's like, you know, we have our five senses. You want to see certain cool shit in life. You want to hear certain cool things in life. Mm-hmm. And you also want to taste some cool shit in life. You might love it, bro. You might become obsessed with this, bro.
Matt, you've been to Mongolia.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass you this, Marty, and as I say the title, I want you to open it slowly and dramatically. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I tried weird things.
Okay. This week.
Not too weird, though.
Is some beautiful dried octopus.
Oh, no. It smells so nice. Okay, we have dried octopus. Connor, get a little zoom up. That is alarmingly smelly. Holy shit, yeah. That smells like fish.
I actually was a bit nervous when I opened
Dude,
the packet.
Dude, that's a dog treat. That's what Bosley used to eat.
Do you eat this like this, or do you need to like heat it up
no,
or something?
No, so, well, actually,
is it been
should
cooked?
I get the packet and have a look?
Has oh, it been cooked?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have
yeah,
a look. Yeah.
Well, it's been dry.
I'm sick. Pretty sure it just says just eat it as it is.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty keen, eh?
It's like jerky. Just a moment.
Has it been cooked?
I think so.
Dude, it looks like a hand.
Dude, you can see the 8 tentacles like fucking boom.
Oh, it's so weird. It's so weird.
I'm pretty curious.
Fuck off.
Look, you don't have to have a lot, just like about that much.
How do you find shit like this?
Yeah, so it's dried octopus, guys. Let us know in the comments if you've ever tried it.
The smell of it is so bad.
And what you think of it as well. I'd love to know. Oh, Matt's gagging a little bit.
Whoa, dude, smell the brain.
Yeah, it's intriguing to me. My German heart.
Shut
clutches,
up! Shut the fuck up!
The scavenger within me gets excited.
Let me read everything.
I'm like a fucking street
the
dog.
The packet
cunt.
Says all natural and healthy is the first thing they say, so that's good. Oh, we take great care in quality control when our products are sent out. However, if you're not entirely satisfied with the product, don't worry about that.
We're going to be. Symbols.
Where's the product from?
Dried natural produce. Oh, needs further cooking before consumption. Oh, I see.
Fuck, thank
God. So, where's the instructions on how to cook it? That's all. I could literally just go and pour some boiling water over the cunt and have it ready in fucking 3 minutes, brother.
Oh, shit.
All right, we're going to have a fat bong break, and when we come back, we're going to have some freshly served dried octopus. Bong break.
The break, have a bong, have a bong, have a break.
Here I go, baby. This is the real shit.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Must need to get like nice and soft.
Boom, back!
Like a cock.
Who would have thought? No, you nearly fucking kill me. No, he can go boil while I berate you over this.
All right.
Yeah, that's scary.
Go on then.
We could have died.
Give me a fucking berating. Go on.
You nearly made us eat something that had to be cooked.
I nearly made me eat it, brother. Or nearly eat it, brother.
We nearly ate that.
Yeah, me included, brother.
Oh, man, it could have gone bad.
Look, we've read the packet. You got to boil it for 30 minutes, all right? So probably kill whatever's left on it, all right? So James is just quickly going to pop it in the.
What do you think's on it?
Pop it in the, like just little.
Seaweed?
Sea lice and sea bacteria that have got families and civilizations living on the skin surface of the dried out octopus.
Probably full of mercury.
Fucking flies. Who knows? They probably fucking lie them out in the sun and let them bake and flies land on them and shit. You got to make sure you fucking boil them a bit so all that hot shit kills the bacteria that's absolutely smothering their skin.
Oh, dude, that just made me like sleepy. That's so yuck.
So we're going to move.
Like sedating.
Yuck. So we're going to get back to the fussy little boys segment, all right? And in the meantime, it's time for the voicemail segment. Fucking go, Brown! Smash it! Smash it like a misbehaving child!
Oh, yeah!
Ring it with your rings!
Oh, shit. All right, and this is a segment where you guys call our number 04-666-02-303, and you guys can leave us voicemails, send us texts. You can send Matt Brown pictures of your stretched open asshole.
I will not look at them.
You can send all kinds of shit. All right, it's funny as going through this. Keep that shit coming, everyone. So 04-666-02-303. Michael's now going to play for you guys some of the funniest, craziest shit we've received over the last week. Do you want me to hook that up to the Bluetooth or not?
Oh yes. Fussy little boy.
Hey, lad. Just phoning in with my how I lost my virginity story. My name's Stace Mortimer. All I really remember is about 14, 15-year-old being out on the piss with a couple of my mates, smashed. Woke up the next morning, may have been in like quite a familiar house, on my front with my arse in the air, and I remember just like looking around and there's my uncle smoking a tab in the corner. 20 years on, I still meet up with my uncle every now and again now, and we still get on every now and again, but yeah, that's how I lost my virginity. Cheers, guys. See you later.
So he's saying that his uncle took his virginity?
Yeah. People have lost their virginity.
And he still meets up with him. That is
fuck off.
Fucking wild. Hey, yeah. Man, you don't know. You don't know don't people's need backgrounds, to know. Man. You don't know people's backgrounds.
I don't
backgrounds.
Need to. We're that
just,
is.
James, we've just to catch you up, we started the voicemail segment and we had someone tell us about their how they lost their virginity and their uncle did it.
When they were 15.
A guy.
And he still sees him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe it was a positive experience.
Those two need, like,
so. How old was the guy?
14 or 15.
Oh, okay, that's not okay.
They need Dr. Phil.
Well, look,
if you're 18, it's okay to fuck your uncle, though.
Well, if it's consensual, I guess. Definitely,
yeah. I wonder if that's ever happened.
It's still
if,
not normal.
If an uncle and his nephew of age have consensually.
Oh, it's got to have happened.
Because cousins do it.
Dude, in like the bush and in like in the, Ireland.
Out in the bush.
In Ireland. I in reckon Ireland. That happened. In the meadows and shit.
In the meadows.
Or like. I reckon. Ooh.
Don't push it, Marty.
Or like, I reckon Scandinavia, like out in the
forest. Yeah, Scandinavia. They definitely would have done that shit.
No.
I know for a fact that they do that there.
100%. What's the hilly one where the Sound of Music's from?
Africa?
Austria. Not Austria, but Switzerland. They do it in Switzerland. They've done it there out in the big mountain places. I reckon.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Look, it's a theory, okay? It's a theory. Let's play the next voicemail.
The hills are alive.
Hey, boys, love the pod. It's not my first time, but popped a girl's cherry for the first time. She lived in the greeny flat at the front of the house. Father come down the next day. Obviously heard me. I hid in the cupboard. He knocked on the door. He's come in, found me, pulled me out, sniffed the bed sheets, asked if anything happened. We said no, found a bit of grog. Anyway, kept me there for 8 hours, took my license, then made me go upstairs and meet the mother for her 17th birthday the next week to see if I could be invited to the birthday party. And I never spoke to her ever again. I'm like a sick fuck sniffing his daughter's sheets.
Oh, that's rough, man.
It's different if it's the dad. Uncles are okay. Dad's different, I reckon.
What?
Wait, that was...
No, his dad came and confronted him.
Yeah, I know, but it was still connected to
you
the sex.
You were still thinking about the uncle, weren't
he
you?
Was sniffing the bed. That's sex. He had sex sort of too.
He's
with
sniffing
her.
The bed.
Was he investigating sniffing or was he having a
I
good...
think he's just...
Same. It's just the part of itself.
Part of his culture or something, maybe.
Yeah, he's from Switzerland.
Yeah, that's not on either. Hey, that guy did the right thing. He didn't speak to him again.
Swiss fans were going to lose.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, it's not like nailed down
to that. It is. That Swiss people are fucking weird and do shit like that.
Austria.
Spread the word.
Austria, Switzerland, and maybe like, I reckon.
Wherever Matt's
the
from.
The forest of Scandinavia, like the deeper parts. Like where, have you seen the movie Midsummer?
Yeah.
That's where that's from.
Sweden.
Yeah, it's the same place, different dialects. That's why it's called different name.
Mm. All right, next one, obviously. Now.
Right, I got a virginity story for you. I lost my virginity when I was 40 years
like the
old
English.
To a 16-year-old with double G tits. Right, I was so excited because, well, why wouldn't you be at that age when you've got these big, voluptuous boobies slapping around, you know? But now I think back at it. She did fuck an underage person, so technically she did molest me. Fuck.
See, that's...
My bound.
He likes that. He likes it when people reference him.
If she's an auntie, if she was his auntie, it's fine. But a mother at 16, no.
Man, you are...
Isn't it weird that we just, when it's a young dude fucking an older chick, we're kind of like, yeah...
Okay, here we go.
I want to know how big G tits are.
Like, yeah,
I've never heard of double G.
If a female teacher sleeps with a student, it's like,
yeah,
kind of like good on you.
I would have loved that,
Matt.
Sorry, but yeah, you
calm
don't really
down.
You don't really care too much, but when it's like a dude fucking a chick,
yeah,
it's like grab a pitchfork and a torch. We're gonna kill. Yeah,
I wonder. I wonder why that is. It's a strange difference there. And look, we don't condone.
I found some double G
having sex with minors.
Those are double G boobs.
Holy shit, that's big.
Can you show that to the camera?
That's madness.
That's this is what this 16-year-old girl looks like. Well, it's just she's wearing clothes.
Yeah. Okay. True.
What the. Now, dude, she has back issues, guaranteed.
I don't think she has a back. It's just hip to neck.
Yeah.
The tits wrap around to her back. Now, look, that is that sort of genre was you guys losing your virginities. Basically, remember, this segment is anything. Be creative.
That was good, though.
There was some long, there was a dude who called like 4-minute stories, and I did listen to them all, and they were crazy, dude, but it's. If it's too long, we can't do it.
Yeah, it's true.
His Kapuka story was very funny. Shout out to you. But also, like, so maybe like under a minute, I reckon. Keep a minute, make us laugh. Be weird in a minute. Doesn't have to be a story. Can be
a sound.
Can be like scripts that you've written. So you play characters.
Matt will demonstrate a sound you could do. Yep. And you could do that like for longer. Try it again. See, you can do sounds like that. Send that in. We love that.
Yep, we also have like, you know, some messages from you guys, which are funny, but it is better if it's your voices.
And really send pictures of your balls to Matt.
Has anyone sent in any fart art?
We haven't got fart. Oh, no. Yeah, there's been some fart sounds, but they haven't been like,
my
God.
Not from the bum.
So oh, they sounded real. But
are you guys
not-
saying that you don't have the attention span to listen to anything long?
No, it's just.
I listened through them. It was just, it's too hard for the podcast. It just makes sense to go under a minute. Now,
Matt was being passive aggressive.
Yeah, Matt, that was a very, very.
It pleased him.
It pleased him. He's wrapped with that. This isn't wholesome, Matt.
Yeah, I'm a
That's your mum.
It's my mother's name.
Okay, now, this is something off topic.
Are you sure that you want that out there? Now people know. I think I've said that before, haven't I?
They don't know her last name. I do.
Oh, they do know her last name.
No.
Bleep her name, Connor, just in case.
Okay, moving forward, that's that sort of thing that's done. You can still send in your sex stories or whatever story, okay? Make us laugh. This guy is important.
Okay.
Now, his name is Bailey, I'm pretty sure, okay? Now, Bailey is the guy who has been trying to get in contact with us each week, but it's been his girlfriend answering, okay? So we've just been getting...
Oh, the one you abused the other week. And her name's Emily, right?
I did not abuse her. I just showed her that...
No, fair enough. You were right to abuse her.
It was abuse.
You were right to abuse her.
Abuse isn't abuse if it's deserved. No,
like, yeah, well, that's like a word.
In the eye of the beholder.
Anyway, this is Bailey. Here he is.
Abuse isn't abuse if it's deserved.
All right, lads. You tried to call me twice now on my missus's phone, and she keeps on fucking forgetting to put me in a three-way call, so I'm never with her on a Monday. So get back to me on this number because I've got 1,000 fucking bender stories I want to get you cunts to hear. Fucking call me back on this number.
Now,
see you, lads.
So for some reason, I can't find his number.
No, it's Bailey. We are going through your girlfriend.
It's the only way.
And she, not only that, she must meet our demands if we are to speak to you. Look, and you can leave your bender stories all you want, Bailey. That's great. But if you want to speak to us, it has to be through Emily, and she must meet our demands. Isn't that right, Matt Brown?
Yes.
I'd suggest starting to hang out with your girlfriend on a Monday.
Yeah, maybe spend some quality time together.
Let's fucking call her and see if we can get her to quack like a fucking duck.
No, we can go bigger. Emily, you need to sound like a time machine for us.
Why don't we just go, why don't we make a sound and she has to copy that sound? She has to go, she has to make that sound as loud as that.
Okay, we'll compromise. We'll do that, but then at the end, time machine sound.
And that's up to her discretion.
Yeah. And it has to be good.
Yeah, it has to be a good time machine. Oh, we're hanging up.
Yeah.
We're hanging up if it's not.
Michael, and then, what's your version of a good time machine sound?
I was thinking like something like this.
That was not bad.
Might be a like.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Nice.
That's cool, dude.
Matt?
Oh, see, mine wouldn't even be the sound of a time machine. Mine would just be the time machine and the theme song of Back to the Future playing.
Oh, fuck you. That's a basketball card thing to say.
Sorry.
Okay.
James?
Oh,
holy shit, that was sort of cool.
Couple of button presses and then a boom, an explosion of movement.
Oh, man, you guys are good at that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's see if Emily can compete with that standard.
Okay. All right. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Oh, we'll just have to put her on speaker.
Okay.
Emily.
Hello?
Emily, just shut up and listen, okay? You have to do a couple of things, otherwise we are not speaking to Bailey. First, we want you to make... Look, first you have to make this sound, okay? And we want it as loudly as I'm about to do
it. I'm in the shopping
center. Yeah, perfect. That's perfect.
That's how it is, Emily.
That's the sound you have to make. Then, followed by the sound you think a time machine would make. Okay?
Sorry, you cut it. What was the second sound?
The second sound is up to your discretion. The sound of a time machine. Whatever you think a time machine, whatever sound that is, you get to make that sound.
She's like...
Sorry, you're cutting out. What'd you say? Wow,
she wants the sound again. She's.
Oh, you want the sound again? Hello? Emily?
Emily's being
rude.
Wow.
Emily,
fucking
you
hell,
need
Emily.
To assess your
Look,
fucking
call
life.
Call
oh, my God,
fail.
Emily.
Emily. Emily,
why do we do this?
Look, I reckon.
Wow.
Your partner,
okay,
Bailey.
There you go.
Man.
Emily,
she doesn't support you.
Yeah, she's not being supportive as a girlfriend.
I would break up with her. If I was Bailey, I would.
It's not just a breakup. This is a destroy everything she owns sort of breakup. This hurt her family.
Hit her kids!
Have we gone too far?
No!
Okay.
Man, every week it's the same shit. There's something wrong, Emily.
Is that on loud in case she calls back?
Oh, yeah, she'll definitely call back. But like,
yeah,
that's
we're not
it.
Answering.
Done.
It's over.
Snap her
that's
DVD
done.
List.
That's it.
Discs.
I genuinely wanted to hear her time machine though. So, do we give her a second chance?
No. Look, we can try again next week. That's it, Emily. And you have really dropped the ball for your boyfriend Bailey. I am so sorry about that. And
dude,
about
throw
Matt.
Her One Tree Hill box set out.
No, yeah. Don't ever fucking do that.
Somebody save
Michael.
Me.
Sorry. It's not even. I think that's Smallville.
All right, let's move on to trauma trivia. Hit it, Brown, town, 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 Brown, Brown. Brown's lost the buttons. Brown's lost the buttons. Hit
too
it.
Many buttons.
Trauma trivia. Trauma trivia.
Oh, look who it is. It's fucking
Bailey.
Emily.
This isn't Bailey.
Nah, look, we're not.
He had the chance.
He had the chance. We can't. We can't anymore. Put her on silent. Put that shit on silent. We don't.
Should we yell out? We only go through Emily. Now back
okay,
off.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's good. On speaker, make sure it's on.
Bailey, we only go through Emily. Emily. Phone.
It's only through Emily. Emily.
No.
He knew it was over.
Imagine if he killed himself. Sorry.
Whoa. Trauma trivia.
Dude, if this keeps going, they could end up having to invite them to the live show.
Imagine if he just went home and just lost it.
Oh, my God. Are
just
they Brisbane?
Slams the fucking door as he comes in. That was my chance. We have nothing, Emily.
It's like he explains it. It's like me hanging up on Taylor Swift.
We're the same. We're the same as her.
It's a text message.
Oh my God, that scared me.
That's a text message.
Holy
what did
shit.
She say?
Wow, Bailey has just sent a threatening message. This should be directed at Emily, Bailey, not us. Yous are missing out.
Emily
he should
is
be
a problem.
Screaming at it, Emily.
You are missing.
Dude, it's my truth. It is a threat. In my truth,
okay? Michael's been triggered and hurt.
Fair enough.
And that
my
means it's
truth?
Real.
So that's that.
Uncle Brookhouse.
It made me bleed.
I am. All right, let's do this trauma trivia, man. Fuck's sake, what do you got this
year? Side of the fucking
yes,
segment.
It's going to be. Today's punishment is going to be. Where should we do it?
The arm pinches out.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Back of the arm pinches.
Oh, fuck me, man. That is the best. Dude,
I fucking hate this.
Dude.
For those who don't know,
I had one the other day. It's a 10.
A pinch to the tricep is fucking excruciating. Do you remember?
Do
you remember in high school?
Pinches all over your body and then do there. It's fucked.
And like get a good bit of
it's like levels above a normal pinch.
My forearms are really strong too. It's really going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember in high school, Michael, all our friends would walk around with huge bruises on their triceps because I would run up and pinch people's triceps.
Oh, my God.
As hard as I fucking could and leg it away from them. All right, fuck you, Matt. Let's go. What's the topic?
Oh, no.
You have to pick one out, pick one out.
I picked one last week, Michael. Would you like to pick one?
Oh, shit.
Just one from the list, please.
You're reading.
Nah.
You're right, reading.
Oh!
What is it? Read
I
it.
I thought it was Michael, but it says music.
Oh, for fuck's sake, music.
Now, I have made it more fair to Marty's, like, so Marty can be equal with you.
Because I know
I don't
less.
Know that much about music.
You fucking know
that's
a
what,
lot
That's
that.
What he said about golf and you knew when Tiger Woods was born, cunt.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah, I was impressed with that. I watched that on the
crunt.
Podcast.
Thanks, crunt. Oh, sorry, Michael.
Thanks, James.
All right, man.
Oh, no, pain is about to come.
Shit, 5 pinches in the same spot.
Roxy goes first. Dude. Is that how it works?
I think so.
Or should we write an answer on a paper? That's what someone suggested.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that. I'm going to get boards for you for next. What are we next
week? But this week we pay scissors, paper.
Scissors, paper, rock. Shit!
Okay. I would like to have first attempt at the question.
Oh, it's going to be so easy. Like who...
It might not be. It could be one of those scenarios where who's closest.
Yeah, Michael. Stop being negative, Nancy.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Question number one. How many people attended the original 1969 Woodstock Festival?
Is this in Australia, Woodstock?
No.
Shit. Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
Oh, I'm glad I'm going second.
Yeah, it's almost better.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, well, that's the...
I'm going to say... I'm going to say...
I don't know what I'd say.
Like across the whole festival. So people coming and going?
Like a 3-4-day thing?
I don't know what the original one was, but... Yeah.
Fuck.
But this is across the whole thing.
I'm going to say... 406,000.
Okay. Michael?
407,000.
And the answer is... 400,000.
I would have definitely said less than 400,000. I'm just fucking that smart, cunt. Now rip your tricep in half, cunt. Look at that.
Wait, I want to get this one.
Man, I'm really going to piss
hard. I'm really scared, guys.
I've earned this victory, Pinch. Give me your arm.
Wait.
Here it comes. Fuck you!
That is going to leave a mark.
Oh my God,
that is going to leave a mark.
It's so painful. So pressure,
dude. They are the worst. It's the worst.
How did I lose that? I challenge you, Marty, to make him run. If you can make him run today, I'm gonna be well.
He might get up and dart a bit.
I reckon I could pinch a bit of the flesh off, the bit of the muscle off the way I'm going. I can pinch some of the muscle off so it's floating around separately.
Okay. Fuck.
All right. Question number two for Michael first.
Oh, I'm scared now. Please be easy.
Beyonce.
Oh, fuck.
Beyonce holds the record for the most Grammys ever won.
Oh, no.
How many Grammys has she won?
I know this. I love Beyonce and I follow her.
Okay, I'm going to say, look. It has to be a high number. So probably 23.
Okay,
good. 23. That's a very good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
Martin?
That's hard to go up or down.
Around for what? Let's say 20 years, right? She's had a lot of good
Probably
hits.
Longer.
Yeah, about 20 years. And some years she'll win like 3 in a go, right?
Mm, yeah. I reckon more.
She's had a few where she's won a
So Fuck would you say 23? Would you say 23?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to say 24.
Oh, no. Shit. He loves it. That means I'm in trouble.
What is
I'm
it,
in
mate?
Trouble.
The answer's 32.
Same spot.
The Snapchat back out.
Same spot.
I'm scared. Oh my god! Oh, you have to process that.
The jumper really helps me get a good grip. Usually my fingers slip a little bit, but I'm able to apply extra friction with that jumper.
Michael,
same spot.
I hate this game, dude.
Michael, only three rounds left.
Michael, as adjudicator, I must say, you cannot strike the person who's putting out the punishment. If that happens again,
extra pinch.
It's an extra pinch.
Yes. Okay, right. Don't yell.
Okay, I understand there's pain and you want to lash out.
Yeah,
shit.
That hurts.
Okay. I'm
don't
just gonna lash out physically at myself. I'll self harm then, Matt. How would you like that?
Yes.
He'd love that. Thank you.
Question number three. How many musical instruments are there in the world?
Oh, that's tricky. Yes.
I actually know this.
Dude, there must be a fuck.
What if some homeless cunt's got a bin lid down in the valley and he's hitting it with a stick?
Nah,
they've got to be proper instruments.
But like, are we talking like, you know, snare drum, tom-tom, all the percussion, or is percussion one?
Yeah,
no,
what about acoustic guitar?
No, that'd be different.
Instruments.
Would acoustic guitar, electric guitar be different?
What about like how there might have been made like millions of guitars? Do you have to say all the ones that have ever been made?
No.
What's your birth year?
I would say guitar.
What
year were you born? Oh, really? Electric guitar?
Okay.
Surely different.
I wouldn't dwell on it too much.
Well, it adds to my answer. And I'm going to say, there's a lot of countries out there that got a lot of weird shit. They do little flutes, little bendy, little fucking sticks with holes in them and shit. They fucking whack them up against the fucking branches, shit, that make funny sounds. They swap it up and down like that. I'm going to fucking say, oh, fucking, here we go, cunt. I'm going to fucking kind of stab in the dark here, cunt. Have a real stab. I'm going to say.
Don't forget the organ.
I'm going to say.
That's very German.
I'm going to say 119.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
119 instruments in all the world.
Oh, my God. 120.
Yeah.
Ha! You fool!
I'll guess like 4,000.
The answer is 1,500.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Revenge will be sweet.
Michael.
It's so good when you get to dish it.
You are such an asshole, man.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
I don't think you're ready for this journey.
You don't have the strength to harm me. You don't have the strength.
Look him in the eyes, Marty.
Oh, it didn't hurt at all. And then right at the end, his little pincers got in.
Right at the end.
Little rat claws got in.
Split the skin?
I don't know.
It's fun when you get to do it, but not when it gets done
to
you.
Yeah.
2-1. Very good. Question number four.
Michael's answer.
What is Ryan's favorite music genre?
Oh, surely you know
shit.
This.
Shit. I don't know.
I know.
Have a stab.
Okay, wait. Okay, I'm going to say it is.
Don't. No clues.
Hum. Look, I'm going to say, and it's pretty easy, it's rap.
I'm going to agree and say rap.
That is correct. It's rap.
Yes. So that means we survive. We don't pinch.
You both get to pinch Matt.
Oh,
that is not the rules.
Can we touch your feet at least?
Yeah, let's touch
it.
I want to have a little grabby, a little flying.
Skin to skin, Down syndrome.
All right, final question. I have to answer first.
Oh, so it's either a tie or a landslide.
Well, I've got two.
Yeah, it's 2-1.
It's 2-1. So
Michael wins, it's 2-2.
Shit. Here we go. Please don't.
Question number 5. How many instruments does James Lee play?
1, 2.
Shit. Let's keep a straight face.
Like, well, or has played?
That he can play.
The ones I put down are the ones that I would be comfortable standing up in front of a group of 10 to 20 people and playing something.
Okay,
all right. I'm going to say 4.
Okay, Michael?
3.
I was going to say 3.
The answer is 6.
electric guitar in it?
Guitar, ukulele, drums, trumpet, euphonium, and...
Piano.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I forgot about your shit trumpet
thing. Yeah, dude. No, no, I played it for years.
I'm sorry.
He's making him angry.
fuck it!
No! No!
Let's get a bruise! We'll have to show you the bruises later, man.
It's still hurts.
Oh, I win 3-1. All right, last pinch now. I'm just joking. You let go. You can go move on.
Thank fuck that's over.
Can we do the tiebreaker question? Because it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no punishment involved.
No punishment.
Okay, quickly.
Cooper plays in a band. What instruments does he play?
Bass
drum.
Yeah.
Bass
drum. No, I knew it was bass.
That'd be so good if Cooper's playing a massive bass drum.
Okay. All right. Has it been 30 minutes yet?
4 minutes and 16 seconds until the octopussy is ready.
All right, well, let's do How Famous Are We?
Then
we'll fucking get in the octopussy taste. Bye.
Fame,
he wants fame. What's my name? It's
not a game. He wants fame.
My name, it's not a game. I need
fame. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's read this one first. All right. To Wendell Saylor, as you know, we started replying to Wendell Saylor. He did reply. And by the way, this is a segment where we send DMs to famous celebrities. And if they reply, that means we're on their level of fame. All right. And each week we go up a little bit higher, a little bit higher. I just wanted to go back to this Dell conversation because it turned out to be pretty funny. And Wendell, we fucking love you. All right. If this ever gets to you, we do actually love you. And it's fucking, it was a good time watching you play, man. Mm. And I wish you were here instead of Matt.
My mum met him in the nursing home.
Really?
He was visiting his grandma.
Yeah. Dude, that old? Oh, no.
No. Yeah, he was. Maybe it was his mum. But anyway,
I loved him on the free show. He's a fucking funny man.
Good on you, Dell.
Anyway, so we said to him, Big Dell, Adam McDougall told us a funny story about you, wanted to know if it was true or not. And he replies and said, yeah, dogs love him. Ha ha, he reckons you've started growing marijuana. To which Dell replied, what a stupid thing to say. Never have, never will. Make sure you get your info right, okay?
Oh, no.
He said that. Yes. But then I said, nah, mate, we're just warning you. I haven't ever spoken to him. We're big fans and used to watch you play. And then he replies with, you got me good.
Oh good, wow.
We're best friends with Wendell Saylor. All right. So as you all know, we did DM Nicole, what's her tits?
Richie.
But bitch ain't reply. So she didn't reply. So we've DM'd a bunch of other fucking people. And let's see what some of these other fucking cunts have said. So we DM'd Dan Hooker, you know, from the UFC. Pretty big deal. And we said to him, quick question, are you in New Zealand currently? And he replied and said, yeah, bro, live in AKL, so Auckland. So there you go.
What a legend.
Holy shit. Is he like a big, big fighter?
I'd be terrified if he wanted to fight me.
At least we've got protection now.
Yeah, yeah. He's. I think he's just, that's pretty much means he's willing to protect us. He's got half a mil on bloody Flyler, yeah?
Maybe say that. Maybe let him know that if we ever come to Auckland, could you help us fight this guy?
All right. Yeah. Actually, that's a great idea. Yeah. If we come to New Zealand, would you protect us?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
All right. So I've sent that to him. We'll see.
It's always good to be up front with new friends.
I agree. All right. So there you go. We've also DM'd Liam Gallagher.
Oh, man. If he replies,
we've DM'd
that is tick off the life box.
Preston Lacey. We've DM'd Carl Stefanovic, who's left us on scene.
Oh, Carl.
Carl never replies anymore.
Carl's over us.
Message his brother. He's better anyway.
Yeah, I think Carl's had his fun with us.
Yeah, I think we're not cool enough for Carl.
You're not mainstream.
Carl's bigger than us.
And we've messaged Reese Walsh, who is a
Brisbane Broncos football player, and we've said, quick question, how was Vegas? Did you have a bet? You met our friend.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. So
these are seeds we've planted.
Those are the little fucking seeds we've thrown out and we've scattered around. We've done all the maths, people. We've done like football players, retired football players, current football players. We've done a UFC fighter now. We're getting up there, boys, all right?
We're pretty big.
It's going to be like crazy, bro. It's going to be like a fucking storm.
Dude, imagine fucking having like
Billy
Kevin
Slater.
Bacon message us. You'd love that.
Yeah, I would love that.
Or Steven Spielberg.
And remember, guys, if you can think of someone you want us to DM, they might DM back, let us know in the comments, right? Fucking slap that shit straight in the comments and turn around and spit point blank range in your fucking mum's face and tell her to fuck off. Yeah, fucking spit in her face.
Matt wouldn't let me message Andrew Johns.
No,
he said
really?
He said he's not good enough.
Oh, James Matt. Loves Andrew Johns. So
no,
I
said he's probably not on socials very much.
Oh, well, you've got to try. You can't try unless you try.
But we've now, he's only like 80K. Our numbers that we just hit, what did you say Dan Hooker is? 500K?
500K, yeah. So, yeah. He's pretty big. All right, it's been a few minutes. Let's go get that octopus and have a go at fussy little boys. All right, and we're
shit.
Back, everyone, and we're back.
Oh, it looks so much worse.
Oh, it looks kind of revitalized. It looks kind of, all right, here we go.
Oh, it looks so much worse.
Very excited. All right, so we've been boiling this dry octopus now for half an hour, boiling it in hot water, and now we're going to have a bit. It's probably a bit slimy in here. Very rubbery and chewed up, been dried out in the baking hot sun with maggots and flies crawling over it, but now have killed most of the bacteria, hopefully. So these were living octopus and they've been killed and dried out, slapped on the concrete in the baking hot sun.
Oh, smell is fucking revolting. Give him some smell.
The boys have opened like all the windows and all of the doors. Yeah, they were struggling.
All right, let's. Should we go first, James?
Yeah, you know? I reckon.
Yeah.
Take a fork, my schlintz.
So this is what a normal person trying food for the first time, how they will approach something like this.
You know what? I'm just going to get in with my flint.
Yeah, I'm going to use my hands.
Do you want a piece of tentacle or head?
Tentacle, please.
Don't say it like that.
I'd love some tentacle, please.
Are you happy for me to touch it?
Yeah, that's fine. Because that's where the suction was. That's how they suction to things.
Do you want a bit of the dipping sauce?
Yeah. Yeah, just have a little dip in.
Whoa, now.
It's quite a large tentacle bit.
Can you just hold the dipping sauce?
Ooh, it's still quite tough, isn't it?
Be careful going over there.
So what's wrong?
It doesn't drip.
He doesn't want it to drip on the flying.
I thought you were worried about your waterproof clothing. Okay, there you go, Martin.
Dankeschön. Ooh, yum.
Oh. The fact that it took like two shots to like bites.
It's very leathery, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very leathery.
Is the sauce nice?
It is, yeah. It makes a big difference.
I'll just whip that up.
Nah, this is fucked up.
It's kind of like
very springy.
It's similar. It's like instead of beef jerky, it's seafood jerky.
Yeah.
It's like
fish
jerky.
Really?
Mm. All right, here we go. Michael.
I saw that bit too.
Michael,
no, I wanted that bit.
Michael and Matt now. Here we go. One at a time, please. I want to see each of your reactions. And remember, you two must rate it out of 10. I give that a 7 out of 10.
I'm going to go a 5.
It is not food. It's a fucking octopus.
I like fresh octopus. Fresh octopus is no joke.
Yeah, that's
all right, I'm ready. Can we go?
Yeah, get it done. Show us 3. What you've got, man.
Do I have to eat all that?
Hell yeah.
Fuck you.
Dead fish.
Oh, yeah, it's like jerky. Oh, it's not too bad.
See?
That's fucked.
All right, Michael's turn to eat the baked, dried octopus.
Left out in the sun to sweat.
So slippery, and then they dry it out and boil it again.
Oh, to kill all the bacteria on it.
Oh, it's salty.
Oh, filthy sea mite and lice crawling all over it. They're dead in a bucket with other things touching it. Heaps of octopuses.
Oh, hearing that is
heaps of octopuses together. Heaps of octopuses slammed together and dried out, slopped onto the ground one by some agent cunt who gets paid $4 a fucking hour, doesn't give a shit about his job, flies.
Talk about pussies. Oh, dude, that was so close to going in his mouth.
Octopussies all stretched onto the ground. Stretched and dried. No, fishy octopussies.
Oh, yeah, dude, this is so fucked up. It's in my throat. It's in my throat. Dude, it's so fucking disgusting.
How's that compare to the oyster?
That's worse than the oyster somehow, dude.
Really? What did you think of it out of 10?
It is. That's a one. Dude, the smell. The smell.
The smells, yeah.
Dude, it's like, have, it's like a look at a shit. Head. Should have a little bit of the head. No,
that's
look dude. At that. Look at its little slinced.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Dude, it's like a shit gummy lolly.
Yeah, it is like a shit gummy
try
lolly.
Try the head.
I can't, dude. I can't.
Come on. Just have a go.
Enough. I've had enough.
Octopussy fight. We're throwing dead animals at each other.
Sorry.
All right,
and so, an intelligent animal too.
So I hate it,
Matt. What do you give it out of 10?
Oh,
it is like an octopus jerky. I do agree, but it's like a 4.
Okay, all right. So it's, Michael, it's this week is fussier.
It's the 100%. If anyone eats that for pleasure, they're just shit.
Now you're being racist.
I will say though, if I'm stuck on an island, I can eat that. That'll be so good.
Stuck on a what?
On an island. Stuck on an island and can't get off. That would be amazing. But
nah.
Even if it had flies on it?
Yep. That's doable.
Yeah.
I can live off that.
Man, my arm
it's
hurts.
It's not good.
Really? The pinches were kills from the pinches.
Look
how on edge
this
he is.
Shirt here really helped me grip hard, dude. Usually I slip off, but I could really dig in hard. So that's going to leave 3 little
Stop
bruises.
Stop fucking touching it, Matt. Stop Sorry. Touching the octopus.
Look at the little suckers on it.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Put your tongue on one and see if it sucks onto your tongue. Oh, that'd be so crazy if it did.
All right. So there you have it, everyone. Michael is again fussier this week. Again, if you have any suggestions for what the boys should eat for our fussy little boy segment, please leave them in the comments below. All right, guys. We've got a PO box here from Jono, and we're going to fucking open it real quick before the prank call.
So okay, remember, if you want to send us anything, PO Box 256 Tagum.
We open everything
in Queensland, Australia. Send us weird shit.
We open everything live on the podcast. Okay?
Jono sent us a spider, and now he sent us this.
Matt must try everything.
No,
he said
not
he
me.
Would. He said he would. All right, it's a little bag of these dried chilies, and the smell immediately hits me. Wow, that is like it's like I've been pepper sprayed, and I'm only holding onto a fucking bag of it. And these are quite spicy. Let's open it up and have a smell.
Has he said in there what they are?
Ghost peppers, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Are they worse than Carolinas?
That's not okay.
Brown is the chili.
I'm just going to see what Jono said to me in the messages.
Yeah. That's
smells hot. Smells hot.
It's definitely
You got your work cut out for you there, Brown. Oh! Thank you very much, Jono.
They are Carolina Reapers.
Carolina Reapers. Oh, there you go, Matt. You've had plenty of those before.
I guess you just got to... You just got to take a walk on the wild side.
And just pop one in your mouth and swallow it. Pop one in your mouth and swallow it.
Dude. Brown, what's going through
just
your brain
chew
right
it.
Now?
Just chew
I've
it.
I've done it before and I don't want to do it again. It just ruins the whole night.
Sorry, John.
Do you want to do it at the end, at the very end? Because I feel like you're going to be running around screaming and crying.
I will be. That's
sorry,
always.
Everyone watching.
Sorry, John.
Lick your finger now where you,
no,
so you're
no,
touching.
No, yeah, I know. You've done so much for the podcast.
Sorry,
John.
Sorry
Matt's,
about
Matt's
that.
Matt's done it before.
Matt said it's he just, would eat everything, but
it just ruins
I guess
the night.
Yeah, no, he's pretty
John,
fussy. I'm sure John will understand.
He's
sure.
Very fussy. Only, sorry, we're everyone. Only trying to entertain people. It's fine. Whatever, we can move on.
So it's fine.
Why don't you do it then?
Thank you for wasting our time.
Exactly.
We'll move on to the.
You have should we just cut that whole? Should we just cut that whole?
I think let's leave it in to really to shame Matt. But yeah, look,
see what we're doing.
Look, John, how about this? We will use these in some form of video content. Okay.
Yeah.
And who knows? We might even grind them up into a little powder and sprinkle it on Matt's face while he's sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
All right. Are we ready to move on to the prank call? Any more gifts you want me to open, Brown?
Any more gifts you want to give Jono?
We've lost him.
Hey, hey. Prank call time, or you want? What do
yeah,
you
prank call time.
All right, let's hit it, Brown. We don't have it. Prank call time. You have remix answers.
There's a prank call over the door.
Prank
call over the door.
Waste your fucking time. We'll waste it. And this week's prank call is brought to you by Joe Fortune, guys. Go and check out Joe Fortune's socials. He runs heaps of giveaways. It's an online casino, all right? Full disclosure, he is helping to sponsor the podcast, and we are eternally grateful for you guys for helping grow this podcast to a place where we can actually start making a bit of cash from it. So thank you, guys, and thank you, Joe Fortune. If you're into your online gambling, obviously, if you have a fucking problem, don't go near it, okay? We don't want people going broke here, okay?
Fuck it.
You'll be able to stop. Even if you have a problem, go and have a bit of a punt on Joe Fortune. Visit his socials, Joe Fortune, and have fun with it, everyone.
Have fun. Enjoy it. Dude, we should do that after this. Yeah. I'm literally gonna play blackjack after this. I'm writing a reminder. That'll be fun as shit. James, have I never done that?
A problem.
Joe Fortune, thank you.
All right. I'm fucking freaking out, Lee.
Services are in speaking.
Yeah, g'day, mate. My name's Darren. Look, I don't know how to say this right, or just recently went into one of your public toilets and that. And while I was on the toilet, you know how you've got them like little bins and that next to it? One of the tops was breaking, right? You know how the lid, usually pull a lid up and there's another little lid that comes and stops you from like putting your hand down to it? Well, that was broken, snapped off, right? And I'll go and picked the lid up, right? My hand gone straight in, straight past it, right? And I've gone, and I've been pricked by something inside of it. I didn't see it. I pulled my hand out quick as a flash, but still, I got a little blood spot there. And now I'm starting to freak out and that, because like, I don't know what, like, is in there. Do you know what I mean? So, like, what do I do from here? Like, you don't need to tell me to book in at doctor. I've already done that. But, like, is there anything, like, short-term and that? Like, this happened yesterday, right? Yesterday. Can I still, like try to suck, like, the blood out of my finger or something where I got jabbed? Like, is there something that you recommend that I can do to, like, I don't know, just make me, like, better my chances that, like, nothing bad's happened and that?
Oh, I got no idea, mate. You just have to go straight to a doctor.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of your fault.
I don't know what it could have been. It could have been a piece of paper that had a sharp
edge. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. But like, it's kind of your
bin.
It was one of the public toilets, north side.
Public toilets, mate.
Well, wherever the fuck it was, I got your number from one of them. All right, I don't know which bloody toilet it was.
Yeah, but where are you? Like, we cover Gympie to Sunshine.
Brizzy, I'm in Brizzy. I'm in Brizzy, mate. And, like, you know, for you to say that, that's like, I'm panicking right now. You got to understand, like, I'm pretty scared right now, right? So, like, and at the end of the day, like, it was near St. Vinny's nursing home or something, like, right? I was visiting Nan at St. Vinny's and went to one of the toilets there. I don't know, okay? I don't know where it was, but went on the toilet there. It happened, and it happened because your lid was broken, right? That's on you guys, like, that lid was broken, and I've gone, like, barely let my hand on it, hand slipped straight in, and I've pulled my fucking finger out with a fucking little jab in it.
Okay.
So, like, I know you can't do nothing yourself right now, but I'm just saying, like, if I get, like, some bad news and that, like, I don't know, like, I'm going to probably have to speak to Laura and that, like, because, like, you've got to make sure you put, like, steel cage or something around them, like, so no one can break them and that, because, like, it's so easy to just bust them up and stick your little fucking fingers in there and get a little fucking jab on it, they. And that's not on, mate. And that's not on.
Okay.
Look, I'm not saying it's your fault or nothing, all right? I'm just letting you know that this has happened and maybe send someone out to fix that one. And look, I won't take it any further, all right? All I want right now, okay, I'm feeling a little scared, a little panicked. All I want right now is just a formal apology, a heartfelt apology from you to me saying that you guys have dropped the ball here and you haven't put enough protection on your sanitary bins. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm also saying too is You are not supposed to be putting your hand inside the sanitary bin.
How are you meant to know, like, what's what, but, like, you got the toilet paper sitting right there. It's like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Mate, it's a female femcare bin. It's, you're supposed to be putting sanitary pads in it.
Yeah, look...
When you're putting a sanitary pad in it.
No, look, mate, I was just trying to stand up or something. I don't even know how it happened. It happened in a flash. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't have... However it happens, right? What if someone's... What if someone slips a bit and, like, puts their hand out to try and balance themselves and fingers go in, fucking pull them out with a couple of heroin needles stuck in your fucking wrist? You know what I mean? Like, you've got to put more protection around your fucking sanitary bin so the fucking thing don't fucking stab people. So I really just need an apology right now from you. A heartfelt one. Like, I'm not putting up with just, oh, sorry. I want a heartfelt apology because I'm feeling real fucking scared right now and I don't know what to do.
Okay. All I can say, mate, is maybe go to a doctor and see what they say.
Well, I have, but are you hearing me? All I want is just, please, just I want you to hear you say sorry, and I want you to mean it.
I can't do this, mate. Sorry.
What do you mean you can't do? Oh.
She did say sorry.
Yeah, she kind of did say sorry.
I reckon
sorry.
If you had said stand with me, she would have been down.
I reckon she was like thinking you were like just trying to get her to say sorry for some sort of dodgy reason. You're going to record her voice or something?
Well, get her to admit it or something?
Yeah, yeah.
She did apologize. She did apologize for what she did.
I think she said sorry because she couldn't say sorry.
Well, that's a negative sorry.
It kind of worked.
A sorry for a sorry is a sorry.
It kind of worked there a little bit.
It's very good.
All right, everyone. We failed the prank all ever. We'll be back next week. And don't forget, next week we're back with Bamboozled and the Great Debate, Matt's favorite segment. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. It keeps the wheels of the podcast turning.
We're the best.